Hey, you guys, welcome to Little Lex Situations. I'm Lex.
And I'm Lou.
How was your week, Lou?
I had a pretty good week. Just been working, chilling, getting myself together. I think it's like, I don't know if it is, but I'm hearing it's spring break. Is it spring break?
Ugh, yes. I dropped my children off in California last weekend.
What? Are they just down there alone?
Yeah, fending for themselves in the woods.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but I dropped them off on, I think it was Saturday when I got off of work.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to go get them Saturday when I get off of work.
Yeah, but it's just been, like, super busy, and I'm going to guess it's because of spring break.
Yeah, because it's spring break for a lot of fucking people.
Yeah. It's like March Madness, spring break, all type of shit going on right now.
At once. Yeah, you're right.
So, but it's been chill. It's been good. It's been what it's been.
Yeah.
How's your week been, though?
My week is going well, I would say. I don't have any children at the house. It's just myself. Last night I did cook dinner. I just made some chicken wings and asparagus.
Chicken wings and asparagus?
Yeah.
Were they baked wings or fried?
Broiler?
Is that baked?
No, I think it's more like putting them on the grill.
So grilled wings?
Yeah. Yeah, they were grilled. And they were, what were they? I think they were, black garlic wings or some shit. They were so fucking good. Oh no, they were the honey ones. So at Sprouts, they have like these marinated wings that you can just buy.
Yeah.
And these ones are the honey ones. They are so good, girl. They have these honey ones and they have some black garlic ones or something like that to die for. So I had already taken them out like 2 days ago. And then I was like, oh, let me just cook them because I have to now because I took them out the freezer, right? Mm-hmm. Girl, I took the freaking wings out the freezer and they hadn't even fucking thawed out. So I just took the ones off the side because they had thawed out, but the ones in the middle were still frozen. So I was like, I'll just cook them when I get home tonight. So tonight when I go home, I'll finish them. But yeah, there was asparagus in the refrigerator because if I don't have the two at my house, I'm not going to eat. You know what I'm saying? So I had to eat the asparagus and I have to eat the fucking wings. I just want to say right now, I'm super annoyed with our background.
Yeah, you know.
And the disrespect.
Shit's going to happen.
The disrespect of it all. But, I mean, it is what it is, I guess. Anyways, so that's it. I mean, other than that, nothing's changed. I'm working from 6:30 to 7 as usual, obviously, because I don't even have no reason to go home.
So you just working because there ain't nothing going on at your house.
Because I got nothing else to do. I mean, if I had something else to do, I'd go do it.
You motivated.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I just be there doing my work, doing my thing.
I'm surprised you haven't been doing more.
No.
You ain't watched no movies?
What was the last movie? Oh my gosh. I am just so over these fucking movies. And then I saw this thing on like the, you know, when you open like a website and it starts showing you all the news or whatever. So there's supposed to be this Scarlett Johansson movie that's supposed to go on Amazon. That's like a sci-fi thing or whatever. But I don't know what the fucking movie is called. So I can't find the movie on Amazon. And I don't even know if it's supposed to be out yet. But it was promoting it.
Yeah, most of the time they'll promote some shit and then you don't see... Like, you won't see the movie for a while. Like, there's a movie I seen the preview for, and I'm like, are they ever going to release this fucking movie? Like, I don't know, but...
The way that it was on the site, though, is like it was already out, or it was coming out this week. But when you go to Amazon, it doesn't show anything about Scarlett Johansson and her fucking sci-fi fucking crazy movie. So I was a little thrown by that, and I didn't even put any more effort into figuring it out. But there's supposed to be a new American Horror Story, which I love. So I'm going to be looking for that. And
it's
then,
not that Kim Kardashian one, is it? Did you watch that one?
I think I already saw that one with her in it. But okay, so I watched a freaking Hulu advertisement where they had an American Horror Story with Kim Kardashian in it. but it wasn't the same one that I saw. So I was like, is she in more than one, or did I not finish that one? Which I know I finished it, so I don't know what that is. And it's possible that I had just forgot that scene.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I watched a fucking Skims, you know, This Is Her Thing.
Oh, God.
Commercial.
Yeah.
Not willingly. It was on Freevee. So I watched the Skims, and I was like, what the fuck is this the whole time? It was just her doing weird shit.
Always.
And I was just like, okay. And then at the end of the commercial, it said Skims. And I was like, so you made a whole commercial with 10,000 of views in it. She's the only person in the commercial, but there's so many of her. And I was just like, that just says a lot about a person.
So you're not buying the product?
No, I won't be buying them. I wasn't sold. I wasn't sold on those Skims.
Yeah.
I'll keep going to Shape LX or whatever that shit is. And I don't even know if it's the same concept, but I'll be there. Anyways, you guys, we're in our pod studio.
Yeah.
Hanging out, drinking that Bullet. Thank you, David.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I've never had Bullet, so this is my first time drinking Bullet.
I drank this one time, and you're like, why are you drinking that shit? And I was like, it's good.
Oh.
I mean, it's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's a little bit more hair on my chest than I am
used to. You could have put a little bit of water in it.
I'm used to, no.
Yeah, I just put a little bit of water in everything I drink.
Yeah, I know.
I stopped using the Coke.
What was I gonna tell you?
White stuff.
Oh, I watched a movie last night called Poor Things. You know what that is?
Mm.
The Frankenstein movie.
With the girl. What's her name?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. I don't wanna watch it. I tried.
You didn't watch? Oh, I'm like, how did you not try to watch it?
I seen the trailer two times.
Wait. That ain't trying to watch it, bitch.
Back to back. I watched the trailer one time and I was like, ugh, I'm not sold. Because it was also on that Hulu commercial that I saw. Oh. So I was like, let me watch it again. And I was like, I cannot.
I don't know. I've been into this like weird movie thing. Like if it's weird, I'm
no,
gonna
it
watch
looks
it.
Weird.
It's definitely weird.
Yeah.
And also like, I don't know why I've been seeing all these fucking Frankenstein movies. But I just seen Lisa Frankenstein.
Oh, I don't really care for the Frankenstein movies, honestly.
I never knew so much about Frankenstein, though. Like, he was a scientist.
Girl, everybody knows that part.
His face was fucked up.
Everybody knows that part, too.
But...
And he has some kind of fucking caged henchman that he hangs out there or whatever.
First off, I'm just gonna say this. Frankenstein was fucking cool, okay?
You're talking about the actual scientist, right?
Yes.
Not the monster?
Both.
I guess.
It's just cool, like what he knew and what he could do. And
yeah, but everybody treated the monster if the monster was a monster. And honestly, you cannot be bringing motherfuckers back to life, okay?
Why?
Where is the HDA approval on that?
Okay, ain't no FDA approval.
Oh, I said HDA.
Yeah.
Girl.
The FDA will not be approving people
coming back to life. It's the Bullet, y'all. It's the Bullet. HDA.
I don't mind the fucking bringing people back to life. It's just like, what was that? I was talking to my girl about.
Okay, first of all, they never look like regular people.
Duh.
Oh, my God.
They just got a fucking electrocuted with a motherfucking million volts.
Okay, let me just say this, and we don't even have to talk about 2024, but any time in the past 20, well, I'll just say, yeah, in the past, let me go further, in the past 40 years, in the past 40 years, the past four decades, when has it been all right for you to be different? Okay, the silence speaks so much truth. You can't be bringing people back to life and they don't look like they human.
That's why he was hiding them in his fucking mansion.
What's the point of living if you gotta hide?
Yeah, you want to break free from that type of shit.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, he's giving you a second chance.
It's so weird that when they come back to life, they don't know how to do anything. What is that about?
Because he's like putting a baby's brain inside of them. So they're like...
They have to relearn everything.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part in Frankenstein, but it's possible that that was in there.
Yeah, he's not giving them the bro, he would put the fucking, the brain of a goat in you. Like, oh, like, oh, like.
I don't think that's a thing.
I'm serious. He would do some shit like that.
I just want to say this. I got my leg up on the table, you guys, and my boots and my freaking jeans, they are like skinny jeans. And my ankle looks good. I didn't know I looked like this today. It's really good. It's a good look. All right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Anyways, you guys, go ahead and hop into our subject.
All right, bitch.
Every time we do that, we look at each other. The topic is the situation you don't want to be in is
when basically somebody does you a favor. Like, you ask somebody to do you a favor and they find some way to fuck it up.
I just want to say this before we get into it. If you ask someone to do you a favor and they fuck it up, do you really have any room to complain about it?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
But you still thinking,
like, fuck you for fucking up this shit, motherfucker. And I wish I could complain.
Like, you was
a savvy villain.
The first thing I'm gonna think is, yeah, you wasn't the person for this job.
No.
But you know what? That's my own judging fault. Character. Yeah.
It's my bad. And I'll never do it again.
But this can swing in so many different directions. I mean.
Yeah. So what I can say is asking my children to go to the store. Unless it's my daughter, it's not going to get done properly. If I ask my son to go to the store, he ain't going to bring back nothing that I fucking asked him for. Or he'll bring it back. And this is also with the guys that I've dated. They don't be bringing it back the right brand. And it's like, dude, have you lived in this house? Have you fucking eaten this shit? Have you never looked in the fucking refrigerator? You don't know what the fuck I'm buying? Like, it's so crazy that nobody knows what's in the refrigerator. They're just eating shit.
That's how you know, like, if somebody's a cook, though. Because they're not going to go to the grocery. They're going to get the cheapest brand. Or they're just going to grab the first thing they see. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, people who cook. Hold on. People who
taste different.
Okay, well, if I bring home margarine, I'm getting cussed the fuck out. If I bring home regular butter, it's up. I guess the waffle is going to be normal.
No, I think you're swapping them.
Shit.
Yeah, country crock.
I don't think country crock is margarine, is it?
Country crock is vegetable oil.
You know what? I wouldn't fucking know. But either way, we want fucking butter.
We just want the shit that we're used to at the end of the day, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, whatever it is. You like butter, you like margarine. It is what it is. But that motherfucker would bring home the fucking butter because he thinks it's better than the margarine. When the margarine is what I've been having on my fucking waffles this whole fucking time. Mind you, I haven't had Eggos in a long time, but.
Yeah, I'm like, you guys ain't eating no waffle.
It goes against my diet. But my children eat it, and we always have Eggos in the house. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
But another case of that is, like, I mean, just, like, literally asking someone to do something for me at work and they don't fucking do it right. It's just like, dude, what the fuck? I'd be so pissed off in the moment. And it's just like, why did I even fucking ask them? And then it's like, just do everything by your fucking self.
Yeah.
This is why I'm working from 6:30 to 7. Because I can't ask nobody else to do nothing.
I could say that for my job, too.
It sucks.
Like, you need somebody to fill up the sauces, and then they spill all the sauces.
Or spill a sauce into a sauce.
They gonna do that anyway, because they men. And they just can't fucking get it in the hole.
What is going on? Wow, wow, wow. Okay, low blow, low blow. Anyways.
Either way, though, you got, bruh, this is going to be a messy situation. I always feel like that, though. I always feel like I should have just did it myself instead of asking.
I'm tired of feeling like that. I want someone who will fucking come through.
Girl, that shit a dime a dozen. When they actually do what the fuck they were supposed to do, and you be like, what?
I'm trying to think of a time that I ever asked you to do something and you didn't do it right.
Probably.
I think it is a probably. Yeah. Because more than likely, you didn't do what I asked you to do right. And I'd be thinking like, why not? I know what happens all the time in my cleaning service. And I'm just so done with they asses. But I love Maria. She's so nice.
Yeah, it's not her fault.
It literally is her fault. She's the cleaner. But I could literally... Okay, so with my cleaning service, it's the only person who's consecutive or consistent is Maria. Everybody else on the team is some new person every fucking week. And it's so annoying because I'm just like, I'll be on my fucking ring cameras like, do y'all have y'all fucking shoe covers on? And Maria always does.
Well, for one, you can't pick your team like you can't pick your family. It's hard enough to get employees these days anyway. You kind of got to take what the fuck is coming.
That's sad.
That's the truth.
That's sad.
So she's just dealing with what she's probably having a hard fucking time.
I know she is, because she has to retrain everyone or train them for the first fucking time because the last motherfuckers didn't make it through. I don't know what the turnover at that place is redonkulous.
Yeah.
For real. It is. Because I'm just like, how is there a new person here? And last week it was a white girl. And I'm just like, I know this bitch ain't about to clean shit.
You stupid.
I just know she ain't about to clean nothing. Just, I just can't. Just like, no. Mm-mm. I was
she
got
to be real
time.
Bad for her to clean.
I was looking the whole time to see what her ass was. Stupid. What are you in charge of today? Okay, I bet not see your ass next week. You just go on putting your notice now. I was just so done. I don't know, but it's just whatever it is.
What else though?
I can say that I am such a fucking micromanager, or just wanting to always be in charge. And so many times I've been fucked over by asking someone to do me a favor and they can't do it right. Even dad. Like, it's just like, how? Let me just say this. It's always a man.
Damn.
It's always a man that I ask to do something and they don't get it right. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, it'd be the simplest fucking shit.
Just pull the meat out the motherfucking freezer.
That part. Can you just take the fucking... But let me say, my daughter doesn't get that right either. She doesn't take the fucking meat out when I tell her to. She just does it whenever she wants. And it's never thought.
She do it right before you get home.
Yeah. She's like, I did
but
take
I,
it out.
I, we talked about this. I used to do that to mom.
Yeah.
Or I was supposed to have them fucking dishes done before she got home so she could cook. Them motherfuckers wouldn't be done. Or I'd be doing them bitch as soon as she walking in.
Mm-mm.
And she'd be like, oh, you just now pulling the dishes out the dishwasher?
Mm-mm. I can't. It's like, I don't know. I know for a fact, though, you have done something that I have asked you to do and you didn't do it right. I just feel like you did.
Probably.
I don't know. I feel like maybe on Christmas when I let you take it over, I was disappointed.
Bitch, get the fuck out of here.
I know one thing. You was waiting on grapes for a long time.
Yeah, bitch, you was supposed to bring them.
I did bring the grapes. Santiago ate them all. Mm-hmm.
It was all bad from there.
No, I mean, I brought the grapes. But yeah, I don't know. You guys, I'm pretty sure everyone has been in the situation unless you just do every fucking thing on
for yourself.
Own,
yep.
Then you've been in the situation. Because it's so hard to find somebody who will do exactly what you want them to do, exactly the way you want them to do it, in the time that you're asking.
It's like if you want somebody to like house it, but then they all in your shit. Like, was you laying?
And you watch them on the camera?
Was you laying in my bed?
Mm-mm. Was your man at my house?
Man, hold on. Girl. Don't let me find that shit out.
Girl. If you don't get that dirty ass motherfucker out my damn bed.
My thing is, was you really wearing my clothes?
Girl, and went to the club sweating them out. Then had to put them in the laundry basket for you to wash.
I'm fucking fighting. Like, what?
Honestly, though, don't wash my shit. You don't know what I want done to it. I don't know. You guys, I'm going to my first hockey game this weekend. I'm so excited. Well, actually, it's on Sunday, but still, I'm so excited.
Okay, so, like, I just to expect?
Cold.
They're going to be fighting.
Girl, okay.
They fight.
I was watching something on TV, and all the hockey players were, like, walking through. Let me just remind you, they're all white guys. Secondly, they have to wear a fucking suit when they go to the game. I was like, ah! I couldn't believe it. It's like watching a whole bunch of firefighters walk into the fucking, wherever the fucking arena, whatever you call a hockey stadium. I don't know.
It's like watching a bunch of firefighters walk to the ice stadium.
Yes! Because, you know, everyone knows there is a fucking, you have to fit a certain characteristic to be a firefighter. We all know this. You got to be hot. You got to be built or you can't get the job. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to look good in the uniform.
That's what qualifies you.
It is. I've never seen an ugly firefighter. And even if his face ain't all that, that body is banging. Okay. I'm just going to say that. I wish we were streaming right now because there's a lot of animation going on here. Anyways, but these hockey players were so fucking hot. I was like, oh my gosh. So when my friend's like, oh, we're going to go to a hockey game or whatever, I'm like, fuck yeah, we are. And I hope we get there early so we can watch these motherfuckers walk in with the suits so I can be thinking about them the whole fucking time that they're getting beat up and beating up other people and rammed into the fucking screen right in front of me. Oh, yes, daddy. Anyways, but all of that.
I am quite disgusted. Oh nah, bruh, what the fuck? Bruh, what the fuck you on, bruh? She's snorting. All right, well, don't do that at the game.
Oh, hold on, dear. Let me tell you something that I did that was so gross today.
Yeah.
So my friend told me that he's disgusted by vomit and blood, right? And I'm like, how are you disgusted by blood if you're a dad? Like, that's so fucking stupid to even fucking say. And he's like, no, period, blood. And I was like, why would you even be in a situation as a guy to be in a situation with period blood?
Where are you around period blood every other day?
Exactly. And I was like, you know bitches put it in the spaghetti.
What? Holy shit.
You never heard that?
Fuck no. Putting it in the fucking spaghetti.
Hold on. Let's get some commentary from the guest. Have you ever heard that?
Well,
have you ever heard that? We don't actually have a guest, but we got somebody in there in the peanut gallery. Have you ever heard that?
No.
You never have?
But
okay.
I'm gonna use it now.
So I heard this thing where women are supposed to like put their period blood in the spaghetti and then it's like keeps the guy attracted to them or some shit. I don't know. It's probably some Louisiana voodoo shit. I don't fucking
Let me find out this how y'all keeping y'all man.
I don't think it's working. However,
how the fuck could it? Would it?
I don't know. So I Googled period blood and images.
Oh, hell no. Nah. You showing this shit to him?
And I sent it to him.
You fucked up, bruh.
I nearly pissed my pants at work laughing so fucking hard. And this motherfucker called me mortified. Talking about, I told you I'm scared of that shit.
Bitch, you're fucking terrible.
I was laughing so hard. I literally had tears coming down my eyes and I was running to the bathroom. But I'm wearing this fucking bodysuit that zips at the fucking vagina. And it's just like so hard to go pee. So I'm like trying to rush and pee out of my fucking faja, whatever the fuck they call these things. And it was just a fucking mess. But anyways, yeah, that happened today. I had a really good day.
Yeah, bitch. Putting your fucking period blood in a spaghetti.
I've never done that.
Hopefully
but
not.
I might have kept a man that way.
Ugh.
Actually, none of the guys that I've been dating are worth keeping, you guys. Honestly.
Honey, if you doing voodoo on these niggas, it's not worth it.
Voodoo only works if you believe it.
Oh, I believe in voodoo.
Do you really?
Yeah. I've seen a couple of voodoo dolls in real life and was like, oh my God.
Yeah, but they say if you don't believe it, it won't work. If the person who's getting the voodoo done on them doesn't believe it, then it will not work. I don't know. I would really love to go down to Louisiana and see like all the, like we should do that as a family trip. Excuse me. To go down to Louisiana and see all the fucking like voodoo shit they have. Or like even Kentucky. I think Kentucky has shit like, excuse me. Kentucky has shit like that too. But we should go down there. Cause I bet you these stories are probably worse than fucking ghost stories.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We should go down there and fucking just see what that should. I feel like I'd be so fucking scared. Like, oh, hell no.
A duh, bitch.
Yeah. But it would be so interesting to know. Like, let that fucking old
maybe,
fucking
but we need to get sage before we come back.
99-year-old.
I'm always worried about something getting connected to me.
Oh, no. Why would they? We're not even from Louisiana.
I don't think you gotta be from Louisiana to have a fucking spirit connected to you.
Well, there's something that's following me around in every house that I move in.
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother story, you
it's
guys.
It's your shadow.
Shut up. And my damn children, right?
Bitch thinks she really got a spirit haunting her.
I'm trying to get rid of them motherfuckers.
It's herself.
Anyways, you guys, thank you for tuning in.
Hey, every week, every week,
every Friday we have a new episode, so please make sure you guys listen. And remember, we're now on YouTube. However, you can't see us, you can always listen on YouTube.
Yet.
Yeah, you can't see us yet. But we said March, so we're trying to get that knocked out by the end of the month, okay?
We pressing on, y'all, so keep on fighting with us, and we gonna get shit done, and we can't wait for y'all to see us.
Yeah, and tell your friends about us. Subscribe. We haven't told you guys in a long time.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend that they need to tune in and listen to our podcast, because this shit is going up.
Anyways, you guys, I cannot stop starting. Anyways, you guys, thank you for tuning in. Have a good night.
All right. Bye.
Bye.